Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Love Offering Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Adams, and today's guest is Bethany Kimsey. Bethany is on the show talking about a warrior mama's prayers. Most mothers agree that prayer is part of their parenting dynamic, yet so many mothers, including myself, wonder if the way of prayer is as mysterious and challenging as it can seem. We often wonder if we're covering all the topics needed, and we wish we knew what to pray in the struggles in hard parenting seasons. Bethany has walked through these questions and doubts in a season with her 8 children in which she desperately needed to see God at work in her children's lives. Seeking His word for what praying intentionally looked like began to create a warrior mama's prayers. The journal walks a mother through a full year of praying specific scriptures for her child every day, month after month. Join us as we learn to anchor our prayers in very specific promises and truths from His word. You and I will have front row seats to watch God work in the hearts of our children. He invites us to partner with Him. What a privilege. Hi, Bethany, and welcome to the Love Offering Podcast. I'm so happy to have you.
I'm so glad to be here.
So you and I met at a Spark conference, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago? Has it been that long ago?
I think it's been 3.
Yeah. Yes. And I remember sitting at a cafe, you know, like in the Opryland Hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And just dreaming with you about this project that we're getting ready to talk about today on the show. And I love so much about how God helps. And you've worked really hard and you've made so many things happen. But like when dreams come to fruition, it's just such a beautiful thing.
It is. It is. And trusting in His timing, you know, has been for me a big lesson in this one. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And you had me on your podcast. And so I just love how God continues to weave our stories together. And so we're talking today about your warrior mamas. It's a prayer journal. And so you have written this journal to help mothers pray intentionally over their children and anchor in gospel truths. And I would love, so you're a mother of 8, and we were just talking, like you have been a stay-at-home mom, a homeschool mom, correct, for all these years, and now you have 4 children in the home currently now. Right. And so if anybody can speak to this topic of motherhood and prayer, it's you. So I'd love to hear, is this journal something that originated in your own motherhood journey?
Yes, it did. I as a mom of 8, first of all, people always want to know, so I'm just going to kind of give that information. I did not set out to be a mom of 8. And God has definitely, motherhood has not always been easy or natural or like maybe automatic. People always kind of want to go, well, I mean, like you must just be like wired to be a mom. And I'm like, no, it's definitely been a place where the Lord has, had to work on me and help me a lot. And one of these places, the reason this journal lives is because I walked through about 18 months we had all 8 of our kids. Our last child was a newborn and our oldest was 16 at the time. And we just walked into a season that was really, really hard. You know how you're just living life and you can be in like a great season with your children and then it's like you turn the corner and you never saw coming heartache and sickness and struggle and pain. And you're like, what happened? And that was a year and a half for us. And in that year and a half, I think what the Lord really revolutionized in my thinking, I had been a believer for a very long time. I knew to pray for my children and pray for my home and pray, like I prayed. And in that year, nothing was going right. In fact, things were going very, very badly for several of my children. And I felt a lot of ownership of what was happening. And not only felt ownership like as a mom, like, oh my goodness, I've messed my kids up, or I'm not doing this right. But also ownership of, Lord, if I'm talking with you about this and things aren't changing, does the problem lie in the way you and I are relating? Like, it just really became a place where I was wrestling that out and trying to see, like, is there a fault? Because I think we go through those spaces. I think when you read in Job and you read in different passages, you read in the Psalms, the wrestling is this because of me? Like, why would this be happening to me? And so in that wrestling, the Lord was very faithful in saying, number one, so if you're a mom listening and you're like, oh, there is no performance in prayer. So your prayer life doesn't negate or promise different things based on how good, well, fully you do it. Like, that's not God's landscape of his grace. But I think what he did invite me in that year is, Bethany, let's come up with a way that you can pray intentionally for your children. And he really taught me the power and the authority of praying his word for my children. So before then, I prayed a lot of prayers. I learned how to pray very pointed, intentional prayers, saying this right here, and I'm standing on this truth right here. And that radically changed how I was parenting. Things didn't change right away, right? It's not like a magic bullet. But in that, because God said part of learning to pray, part of it is journaling it. Write down what you're praying, because my life was moving at hyperspeed and I was at all these different doctor's appointments with all these really, I had two children who were very medically ill. I had a child who was struggling with a very severe mental health anxiety, had tripped into depression and some suicidal situations. So we were in a lot of appointments and like there was a lot of pace of everything that was happening. It all felt very high level. There's a newborn on the scene. And so my brain wasn't really clicking. And God really taught me the power of journaling it, of writing down my prayers so that I could see where he was answering them, so that I could actually see the progress. And so that, and then that just fueled me, you know, it fuels our faith when we see God work. So that's how this journal came to be, is, you know, from my own experience.
Gosh, there's so much in what you just said that resonates with me. And I think I'm so glad you addressed, like, sometimes why we're hesitant to even pray. You know, my pastor's doing a series on the Lord's Prayer and learning to pray. And it's been a great series, but I was talking with my husband afterwards. I'm like, I think the reason so many people don't pray is because we doubt the power of it. You know, it's like, does this even affect anything? God, do you even hear me? Do you even care? Are you listening? Are you going to answer? Do we even want you to answer in the way that we're praying? You know, but I think what's so beautiful about what you're saying here is we're praying God's word. And so that then shifts our hearts to his desires. And so I want to say too, I think it's so neat. I love the way your journal looks and it's so similar. So A Little Goes a Long Way is gray and this gold, beautiful writing, and your journal is the exact same way. So we are kindred spirits, for sure with our style. So it's stunning, but it's really an impactful resource. And so the journal walks a mother through a full year of praying specific scriptures for her child every day, month after month. And these prayers are divided into four main themes of prayer, which are praying the gospel will take root in your child's life, praying for their character, praying for the spiritual battle around them, praying for their future as they learn to abide in Jesus. So my question for you, Bethany, is what are some of God's promises for us as we choose to pray intentionally for our children?
I think even in the journal, there are also 2 days for you. And in those 2 days, one of those days really captures the primary promise that I want a mother to know as she sits before God. You know, God says in Hebrews that you can approach his throne of grace with confidence, meaning knowing that you're going to find all the grace and mercy that you need right there in your time of need. And we one of the days that is designed for you as a mom and praying is really the very first day of every month. You sit with the Lord, and it's talking about casting your cares upon Him because He cares for you. And another passage that's in that on that day as well is found in Psalms, where he says that I love the Lord, and I can pour out my heart to Him because He inclined His ear towards me. And the first promise that I think a mother needs to know is that God absolutely is listening to everything and absolutely interested in it all. Cast all your cares on Him, he says, because He cares for you. If we look at that in the original language, those two cares are different. Your care, like the care you get to cast on Him, is all your heartache, worry, fear, doubts. His care for you is actually coming out of the same word as agape, His deep love for you. So, you know, God's not even mild. I think sometimes I've read that verse and gone, cast all my cares on Him and He cares for me. Like, yeah, yeah, there's Bethany down there. And that's just not His heart. So I think the first promise that we all need to hold very tightly to is that God absolutely cares for everything and invites you into His throne room and wants you to walk in with confidence that comes because of His Son. And so that's the first. And then as we sit with these scriptures and we begin to walk through these scriptures with and praying them over the lives of our children, it is knowing that, for instance, when like today's scripture was just that we're praying that God would sanctify completely our children, meaning that He will, in the battlefield of life, in the places that they walk, and as they're learning to know who He is, that He would radically move in their lives. And the promise is that His intention with all of us is to sanctify us completely, not mildly, not a little bit, completely. And so that the whole of you walks with Jesus. That's the prayer that we would pray on this one day when we're, and it's technically today's prayer, you know, as we're walking with our kids and they go out in the world and we're like, Lord, keep them walking closely with you. Everything is out there trying to distract them. Everything is out there trying to convince them that you're not enough, that you're not worth it, that you're not who they need. And God, I'm asking you to sanctify them completely, to hold them fast. That is a promise. That's His whole intention for us. And it's the whole book is just designed with that concept. But I really think that as I began to learn, wow, there is so much power in praying God's word, I really had to, you know, understand that God won't disappoint me in this. And I think I was afraid He would. You know, I was afraid He didn't super care. He's like, oh yeah, I'll think about it. No, He's like engaged, full on, wholeheartedly engaged.
It makes me think, not only does He care about our prayers, but He cares about our children. You know, I mean, they're His children too, right? I mean, He probably, it's hard for us to even consider it or think about it, but He probably cares for them and loves them more than we even do, right?
Oh yeah. I think He definitely does. And he knows them fully. So there's a day in here that you pray where you're acknowledging and saying, God, I know you know my child fully. Like we don't, like we know our kids as well as we can. And it is my honor to be able to be as intimately aware of the hearts of my kids as I can be. And I've watched them from the moment they were born, and I know what different expressions on their faces mean. And most of us can kind of guess when our child is lying just based on, like, you know, the micro tells on their face. Like we know our children, but God fully knows. You know, it is with God that we are fully known. And the ability to sit with God and say, God, I know you completely know this kid, and this child is struggling. I'm not even sure why they're struggling. But I know you know. And beginning to learn how we can sit and ask the Lord, Lord, will you, you know, boldly ask him, God, will you show me what this child is struggling with the way you know what this child is struggling with? Because he totally knows that. And he loves that child. And he wants that child to walk in freedom, walk in truth, walk in grace. And one of the primary ways that God desires, I think, to layer the gospel into the lives of our children is through us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm thinking if we're not praying for our children, who is, right? I mean,
no, yeah.
Nobody likely. And so just that's an even convicting thought that is one of the best ways that we can mother is through our prayers and praying to somebody, God, who can do even more than we can ever imagine doing. So as you have instituted kind of this process in your own life, what truths did you find in your journey learning to pray? Like, have you always been a good prayer, do you think? Or
no.
do you think that, okay.
No. And in fact, in the first part of the book, I kind of write a little like, hey, this is like how I learned this or whatever. And this is how the book works, kind of, so that you can kind of get the feel of the book. But in that first book part, I mean, I had 8 kids and life is a lot. And I really prayed a lot. Like, okay, so my walk with the Lord, there's a lot of like me going, okay, God, help me here. Okay, God, this kid's out of control. Lord, what am I supposed to do? Like those kinds of languaging is happening. But what I realized that I did a lot of is I call them like a flare gun prayer. So it's like, you know, you just shoot a flare up in the air because life is falling apart. And I was doing so many of those that year. It's like all I was doing was like, you know, and God totally cares about those prayers. I mean, he so listens to them. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing. I still do them all the time. And then I was doing a lot of like a shotgun prayer. So I know these analogies are weird, but, you know, they make sense to me. Like in a shot, what a shotgun does is it just kind of sprays a bunch of tiny pellets out. And it's not like one bullet, like it just sprays. So if you didn't know that about a shotgun. And so in essence, what I was doing is I was like, you know, when my kids would go to school or they would go somewhere, I'm like, Lord, just keep all of them safe. Keep them healthy today. You know, and it's like this, I'm just kind of spraying this covering on as a prayer. Nothing is wrong with those prayers. There's nothing wrong. I think what the Lord, though, is calling us as mothers to understand and to grab hold of, and it, honestly, it's become a passion of mine, is that there is so much more to prayer. And yes, those are great. Yes, I do them. What I had to learn was how to become very skilled at praying. And nobody had taught me how to do that. And I didn't even know his thing. And so I'd had lots of conversations with God, lots of flare guns, lots of shotguns. I would say that this is like the precise surgery of these are the things I'm going to lay claim on your word. Almost like, remember in the Old Testament when Jacob is wrestling with God. Remember that in like in a dream or that state that he was in. And in essence, Jacob says, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And now God obviously does. He blesses him. He lets him go. Really, God is using that, though, to capture Jacob's heart and to capture his attention. And I think that there's so much we are. God loves and desires us to, in essence, come into his throne room and go, I'm not leaving. I'm going to be like the persistent widow. You know, Jesus tells a story of the persistent widow who's like, I'm not going to stop asking. And it was a wicked judge. And, you know, Jesus basically goes, this guy's heart is wicked. And the only reason he said he gave the widow what she wanted is because he was sick of her. And he's like, just give it to her. I'm sick of her. Get her out of here. And Jesus goes, that's not your God. But that's how you should be praying. And then he gives the example of the man who goes to his neighbor and like he's totally unprepared for, he's had guests that's come in, it's like midnight, and he goes to his neighbor's house and he's banging on the door. He wakes up their entire house because he needs bread. And in that culture, he should have had the bread. Like it's totally, he's ill-equipped, poorly planned out, hasn't done anything right. How many times as moms do we feel like that? And then we're embarrassed to go to God because we're like, we probably should have known how to do this. Everybody else seems to have this one handled, or like, maybe I should clean this up a bit before I go to God. And I think that's why this story sits in scripture. It's because Jesus is like, no, be like that guy. And his neighbor gives him exactly what he needs, basically because he is so bold in his asking. And Jesus goes, but your God is better and he's bigger. So be bold. Be bold in your asking. Be persistent in your asking. And don't hesitate to ask. It's just changed the way I sit with the Lord.
I am probably the shotgun and flare gun prayer. And so this is challenging me. And it goes back to what my pastor was even talking about in the series. He says, we can learn to pray, you know, in the very beginning. You know, we all kind of innately know how to pray. It's kind of like a newborn and an infant knows how to cry. You know, we hear the cry, but we not, you know, but yet you continue to develop your language, your vocabulary, your knowledge as you grow older. And we can do the same thing with the way, you know, we know how to pray, but then our prayers can level up and become like kind of what you're talking about. And this is something we can grow in, and we can look at people, the Bible characters that you just talked about. And we can look at how other people are praying. We can look at your journal to guide us how to pray until this becomes so natural and such a new rhythm. And I love so much about that. And I'm thinking through people like me, you know, like, so say this is a year-long journal and you want to get it on January 1st and you want to do it all, you know, every single day for the whole year and you never want to skip a day. And for perfectionists like me who could, you know, that could get almost, I can almost get neurotic, Bethany. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been writing my journal and I missed a day. I'm 3 days behind, you know, and then it becomes stressful. I know that's not what you want. So talk to us about that. Like you can talk to us about the process of it.
So the way the journal works, number one, is it's not set up to start on January 1st. It's just set up to start when you start.
Okay. So there's freedom that I'm already feeling better.
Yes. You just come in when you come in. So the way the journal sits is there's 30 days. So, and they're designed to be like days 1 through 30 of your month. So like on the 13th of a month, you would go to day 13 and you would interact with that. There are 12 months, but they're not even labeled. So you can take as long as you need to take to walk in this journal. If this takes you 3 years, because like, I don't know, you missed May last year and now you're in May again and it's the 13th and you're here, just be with Jesus there. And so the way it works is like on day 13, you would come into that, you would mark on, you know, maybe this is your first month with it. And so it's May and you would write May by month one. But there's nothing in here that says to you, you better be back June 13th on this day, right? There's nobody that's going to hold your thing to this. But the invitation is that I think, and the women, as they are walking through this, I think what we're hearing more and more is women saying it's becoming the thing that I tuck myself into bed with at night, or I get up in the morning and I do. But it just only takes about 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It's not a thing that's super long. Although I guess you can make it as long as you want. There's lots there that you could sit and do. So I don't want to, but it's not designed to be that. Really it's designed to help you walk into God's throne room, sit with Jesus for a minute and say, Lord, today, oh, I should be praying that my child allows the Holy Spirit to work in their life. That's a good prayer. And then you begin to say, Lord, please help, you know, like my daughter's name is Caroline. Please help Caroline to begin to walk with your Holy Spirit, and that your Holy Spirit would begin to sanctify her and clean her and change her and make her different. And oftentimes I will write there like a struggle that we're having right now, because when I return next month, or maybe I miss that day next month and it's 2 months, but I sit down, I can read back and I can see, oh, I was praying for that. And actually, I've seen her change so much in that area. And in that moment, there is a space for you to acknowledge that's God's work. And that's his answer to prayer. And there's praise for that, which will then, you know, because oftentimes we can, I can miss what God is doing. And I can forget. I mean, honestly, I can forget from one day to the next what I prayed the day before. So like, I'm super forgetful. And so this has been a process that has helped me in that. But nobody is reading your book. I think even for me, like when I first made this for myself, I wrestled with, well, I better have this right, because I mean, like, somebody might read it. Nobody's reading your book. It's your book, and it can sit by your bed. And it's your journey with Jesus for that year or however long it takes.
Yeah. Well, I can see getting another journal year after year after year, and then also gifting these to other moms. Yeah. I think that's really beautiful. And I'm just thinking, cause I'm forgetful too. How many things that are in my life right now that I'm living out that are answered prayers that I've forgotten to thank God for. And so I'm certainly guilty for that. And so I think by writing it down is so helpful. I just was reading, you know, like the stones of remembrance. Like, God wants us to tell the stories of his faithfulness. And it helps us to realize how faithful he has been. It's going to help our children to realize how faithful he has been. So I'd love to hear maybe a testimony from your own life as you've gone through this process of praying scripture. How has it changed you, or changed your home, or changed one or all of your children? I'd love to hear that.
Well, I will tell, so my daughter has been on here who has struggled with, mental health. And I would say that the radical change of what God has done in her life. And one of the reasons, like you said, like I could see doing this journal year after year, I would agree with that. And agree with the gifting that that could actually become to a child. So it was incredibly dark for a year. I mean, it was incredibly dark for about 3 years with my daughter. Spiritually, like just hard and painful and scary. And so my heart is for moms who are walking through that. And I really couldn't see until I began to do this. I couldn't see how God was shifting the landscape in the way that my daughter was walking. The beauty of it, though, is being able to not just me watching God work, but over the years of pulling my journals back out with my daughter and going and walking her through remembering, because in some ways it's hard. Like when you are walking and struggling in the areas of anxiety and all those heavy things, depression, you need to be reminded of the faithfulness of God, but it's hard to see it. And so I was able to pull out and say, look at what we were praying a year ago and look at where you are, and reaffirming in her the growth that God is doing in her. I think I could have done it without this. I mean, obviously we can have those conversations, but there is a gift of saying, and these are my prayers, and this is how God has answered in your life, is powerful. It's one of the reasons why this lives in a beautiful form, so that a mom maybe could, you know, in my head, you know, I think praying for your first year of your child would be a gift one day to give your child when they're getting married, or, you know, cause you've seen, cause there's every month you pray for things like decisions they make in adulthood and who they marry. You know, praying for that first year of college and a special journal and capturing those prayers. You know, for me, those are important things to capture, not just for my own faith walk, but to speak into the life of the one I've been praying for, and to say, I've loved you. Like, this is like, I love you. You know, I love you. You live with me. You know, I love you. But this is how much God loves you. Look at all that. Look at all that he's done.
Mm. Well, so I'm gonna be super honest. You gifted me one of these journals and I've not done it yet.
It's okay.
But after hearing and having this conversation, this is something I want to do. Like it's changed my desire, you know, when you really, and I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna commit to doing it. And I want everybody listening to hold me accountable because this is important. This is important that we make everything a priority. And I have 5 minutes. You know, I have 5 minutes and there's nothing more important than I could be doing with that 5 minutes. And so I'm going to commit to doing that. I'm going to pull it out and start even on January the 18th.
That's right.
It's
Start
okay.
in place. You're gonna be fine. You'll be fine.
And I love it's often it's interesting. I don't actually think about myself as a warrior. You know, I mean, that's actually opposite of how I would think about myself, but I don't know. Do you have anything to say on that? Like us as moms, as warriors, because that's the title of the journal.
It is the title of the journal because I don't think of myself that way. But in scripture, the invitation from God is that number one, you are in a battle and your children are in a battle. And there's this picture, this imagery, you know, we see it in Ephesians 6 of God's not saying go fight. He's not saying wage huge war and be this mighty thing. He's saying stand. But he's saying to stand, and a lot of us need to be standing. With children behind us, behind our shield of faith, as we're beginning to equip them to stand for themselves, to understand the sword, to understand what it means to be girded up, to stand boldly. And I think we're in a place and a time where it's no longer where we can just say, I mean, sure, I love God. It's not that place anymore. Even if it was, I mean, I think when I was growing up, maybe you can, but we're gonna have to make a choice, and then we're gonna have to be wise. You know, a warrior is wise. They know their weaponry and they understand the enemy. And so that's really why I'm saying you are a warrior mom and you can become a warrior mother because you need to be. God's calling you into that landscape. But that isn't some fighting thing as much as it is a standing firm.
But I'm thinking it's the sword of the spirit. We're praying God's word, and that's the sword. Ah, oh,
Yes.
that's powerful. Okay, so I've been asking this of all of my guests this season. So I'd love to know something you're loving right now and a biblical concept of love that you'd like to share on this topic.
Something I'm loving right now. I'm actually, let's see. I am loving our family has started this year. We've never done it. People ask us all the time, oh, do you do the devotionals with your family? All this stuff. So I want to say we've never been very good at it. But like just anyway, this is another topic for another time. But I am loving, we are doing something as a family. And I have kids who live in different cities now. I've got kids in college. And some are married, and then our kids in our home, and we all get on a Zoom call once a week. And I'm loving it. And so we get all the faces on the Zoom call. We're all going through the same book. There's all this discussion. There's tons of silliness that's happening on that phone call too. But, you know, when all of our kids were very, very little, I really struggled with how do you do devotionals with them. And so we just kind of settled on, we're just gonna talk about Jesus. We're just gonna love Jesus. There'll be time for devotionals. And what I'm seeing is the fruit of that now with the Zooms. So I think I'm loving Zooms, which I
I
didn't
love
think
the
I would.
intentionality of that, you know, that's at the, and then just staying connected. I mean, when they're not
Yeah.
in your same home anymore, you've got to, I mean, you got to be intentional about that.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
That we gave everybody the book for Christmas. So they were, I mean, you know, they kind of were stuck with it, I guess, but yeah, it's fun. And then what was the other question? Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, I put two in one. So just a biblical concept of love that you'd like to share, you know, on this, based on this topic.
I think the posture of God towards us in prayer. So it's Psalm 116. It's probably one of my favorite verses in the Bible. And he says that he inclines his ear to you. And it's talking about that I can call on the Lord all of my days because he has inclined his ear to me. And understanding the posture of his love, of what that word inclined means, that it's the same posture that you and I have as moms when that little two-year-old falls for the first time, for instance, on the sidewalk and totally skins their knee up, right? And you're watching it and you know this is bad. And they get up and they do that scream or the silent scream. And then who do they look for, right? They look for you. You're already moving towards them. They're moving towards you. And you immediately, your posture is the posture of this verb inclined. The posture that you have is you immediately tent around your child as you scoop them up to inspect what is hurting them, their wound, right? That is the love posture of God towards us in our prayer life. Like, do you understand that? Like, he runs to you, he tents over you, and he is inspecting whatever it is that you're talking about with him. Like, that's his posture. To me, that is like, whew, it'll wreck me. Like, he loves us about why we can't get our kid to stop throwing temper tantrums like this. He postures over us like this with whatever teenager is just struggle bussing like crazy. And he postures over us like this when we're just tired and our hearts are sad for no reason, but that they are. Like, that's his posture towards you and me.
You know, since this whole episode has been about prayer, I would love for you to close us in prayer today, just as we want to pray for our children and we need prayer ourselves as women and as moms and human beings. I'd love for you to close us in prayer.
Sure. I'd love it. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that you have always been first, that you came first for us, that you seek us out first, that you set things in front of us, draw us to you. And God, I pray for us. I pray for those listening, Lord, that we would understand that you are a God who pursues us and that you invite us to sit with you. I pray that we will be encouraged to understand how much you love us, how much you are for us, that you are just like with the prodigal son, you are watching for us and you just run towards us and you embrace us as we come into your throne room, as we come and we seek your face. Lord, I pray that we will begin to want to learn to pray your word, to pray for our kids, to pray for our families, to pray for those who are important to us. Because even like Rachel said, like, if we're not praying, who is? Teach us to pray. Show us what it means to pray. And God, let us see you work. Let us see so that our faith will be emboldened. God, we love you. We thank you that you made a way and that you've always been seeking us out. And so, God, we just pray that we will be a people who seek you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, Bethany, I know I want to stay connected with you. I'm sure listeners are going to want to stay connected with you. So tell us how we can best do that.
Sure. You can find me on Instagram, Bethany Kimsey. I'm there and you can message me there. My website is just bethanykimsey.com. Super easy to find me there as well.
Yeah. And we can find your journal.
So the journal you can find through the website. The easiest way to find the journal is actually to go to bethanykimsey.co. Or you can go on Amazon and just type in A Warrior Mama's Prayer Journal, and it's there on Amazon as well. But the storefront of bethanykimsey.co is probably the easiest way to do it.
Okay. Well, everybody go out and do that. We can all do it together. And I think we'll start to see the power of prayer. And then, you know, my sister-in-law is getting ready to have a baby. So I think I'm going to gift this to her. I think this would be a phenomenal gift to any of the other mamas in your life. And so go out and do that. But Bethany, thank you for being my guest and challenging me in the best way to do something that's just so valuable. I appreciate your time today.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode with Bethany Kimsey. We hope that today encouraged you in your prayer life for your home, for your family, and for your children. If you're interested in show notes, you can head on over to @RachelAdamsAuthor on Instagram or on Facebook. I'd love to connect with you there. I'd also love to connect with you over on RachelKAdams.com. There you can subscribe to receive your weekly love offering newsletter, and all of this information can go straight to your inbox each week. You can also listen to previous podcast episodes. You can read the blog series, and you can download free resources like the Mother's Devotional. I think you'll really enjoy that. If you have enjoyed today's episode, I collaborated with 30 other writers as we explored the biblical lives and character of mothers from the Bible. Again, I want to offer that to you for free. It's a free download at rachelkadams.com/free. Next week, my guest is Becky Beresford. She's on the show talking about how she believed he could, so she did. Can't wait to chat with you again then. But until then, I hope you have a terrific week. And as always, remember to lead with love.